One of the things that I have found is that some days we feel like we have more faith than others. Some days we feel like our faith is the strongest it's ever been. We're on top of the world and nothing is going to get us down. That the Lord is on our side and things are looking bright and looking great. And then there are other days when everything just goes wrong, where we are falling apart at the seams. We wonder where God is. Our faith has become weak. We are faltering. We are failing, and we're drowning. It feels like and trying to get gasp for air, trying to get above water when it comes to our faith. Well, as we go through this life, we have to we recognize that that's not unique to us. That's not unique to our age. That's not unique to us in the 21st century, is it? We find that in a lot of places in Scripture. One of the things that I did a class on at the Bible camp was from the life of Jacob. And Jacob had a life that, in the book of Genesis, and we'll certainly talk about that when we get to his story in the book of Genesis, but we note that his life is full of ups and downs in terms of his faith. As we go through his life, we note that he likely had very little faith at all to start with. Any bit of faith that he might have had to begin with was that of his father and that of his grandfather. He grew up listening to the stories that Abraham and Isaac had told, and maybe he thought they were just fish stories, that they were tall tales. Or maybe he thought, that's fine for you, but you know, he's not really working for me. And then he does something rather dangerous, and he angers his slightly older and stronger brother. He did that quite a few times, but finally he broke the last straw toward the end there in Genesis chapter, trying to remember where it is now, Genesis chapter 27, I think. And so Jacob is fleeing, he's running away, 28, Genesis 28, as he is fleeing from his brother Esau, he's running far. And he is on his way to Syria, to Padan Aram, to visit his uncle, to stay with his uncle for a while. And on the way there, he has an encounter with God. And he realizes that this thing is real. Now, he didn't have a Bible back then, right? He didn't have a Bible that he could look at and he could read, and he could read the entire story of God, if you will, or the entire story of God's people. All he had were the stories of his father and his grandfather, and he didn't know whether to believe them or not. But finally, he had confirmation there in Genesis chapter 28, I believe, where he encounters this ladder to heaven. Let's turn there real quick. Yes, Genesis chapter 28. He encounters this ladder to heaven, and this is his first instance of, first inkling that he had any kind of faith at all. And we can find that here in the vow that he takes a little later on. Let's start reading in verse 18. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stones that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord, that is Yahweh, Jehovah, shall be my God, And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. You see, previously, Yahweh was not his God. It was the God of his father, the God of his grandfather. They had the faith. I didn't have the faith that they did. But this is the first inkling that he has that kind of faith when he realizes, hey, those weren't just tall tales. This is legitimate. This is real. Now, we might not have experiences like Jacob does or did, but we do have the Word of God complete and full. And the more we study, the more we read, the more we realize how real this is, so that our faith can be built up and be made strong. As he goes on through his life, he has all sorts of ups and downs, and of course, we don't have time to get into all of them tonight. Some ups and downs. He gets a couple wives. I guess that's some ups and downs there, depending on how you look at that. But he gets 12 children, 13 if you include Dinah. He gets a lot of children. An amazing thing to consider. 12 sons. But with the birth of the 12th son, the wife that he loved the most dies. Full of ups and downs, isn't it? Life is full of ups and downs, where his faith, no doubt, was tested time and again. And yet, he came out strong. Hebrews chapter 11 tells us toward the end of his life what that was like. What that was like. Hebrews chapter 11... in fact, Hebrews chapter 11 makes sort of an allusion, kind of a reference to something that I find rather interesting. Hebrews 11 chapter 20 or chapter 11 verse 21. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. Now one might wonder, if you're not familiar with the story, why he was leaning on the top of his staff. Well, first off, he was an old man. He was 147, likely had difficulty walking, as I'm sure many who are even here, or many who have come through these walls who might be watching here today, have difficulty walking yourself. And you're not even anywhere close to 147. But there's another incident in Genesis 32, I believe, where he encounters God again. There's a fight, a wrestle, if you will, and you wonder who wins. Interestingly enough, it's Jacob who wins. Jacob wins that fight. How do you fight and win against God? Well, you don't, because what happens next? God struck his thigh, and he was limp from then on. And so he bore that mark for the rest of his life, that mark hobbling along, leaning on the top of his staff from then on. By faith, he blessed his sons and the sons of Joseph, because Joseph had been dead to him for a while, not because he didn't love him. He loved him deeply, loved him greatly, but he thought he was dead. And finally, he was able to see him again. And by faith, he was able to see not only his son Joseph, but his son's sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and were able to bless them and take care of them. And not only that, we see that with his other 12, his own sons, Reuben through Benjamin. He blesses there in Genesis 49. And there's that promise of a return back to that promised land, back to that vow that he made in Genesis 28. And indeed, did God fulfill that vow? Most certainly. God kept his end, and so did Jacob. So, when we have our journey of faith through this life, there will be ups and downs. There will be struggles. There will be trials. There will be all sorts of things that will build up our faith and tear down our faith. But in the end, let us continue to have that strong faith. Let us work toward that and build that faith stronger and stronger so that when the tough times come, our faith may take a hit, but it won't take a fatal blow. Let us have that faith that continues on, remains strong, so that we can be justified by that faith, so that we might be able to be one with our Lord one day. This evening, we have a chance, we always have a chance to obey the gospel whenever we come together. Anyone who's accountable here, I know, has obeyed the gospel. If you're watching here with us and you are and you have not done that, let us know about that so that we can help you. We're looking at the comments here, and we'd love to help you in that situation so that you might be able to obey that gospel. And we'll make it happen somehow. We will make it happen somehow. We've got our baptistry here full of water to help you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, repent of our sins, confess his name, and be baptized for the remission of our sins. If you are going to be reading the Rutherford Weekly lately, we're putting our articles in there. We're having a series now on that topic. A few weeks ago, we did the Sinner's Prayer. What's coming out this week is going to be on, can we be saved or justified by faith alone? I encourage you to look at that and contact us more if you are interested in that. And we'll continue to put out lessons like that in the coming weeks and months. So pay attention to those. Those will be very beneficial for you. If you are in need to obey the gospel or to make things right with God this evening, I encourage you to do so as together we stand and we sing.